Let's see if we can help Christy in Georgia, who's contemplating a little project in her kitchen. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Danny.
I love this idea that you're
talking
about.
Mr. Joe? I've never called Mr. Joe.
Oh, hey, Mr. Joe.
Hi, Miss Christy.
You know, I love this idea, you know, talking about putting board and batten on an island bar area in your kitchen. I really like that. More and more people are using board and batten styling inside their homes, on walls, for accents, on all kinds of things. But tell us and explain to us what your idea is here.
Well, I have this bar island, and I want to shush it up a little bit. Uh-huh. I just want to give it a little extra love to it.
Gotcha.
And I'm now at the point where I don't know exactly how big the boxes should be. And it's like an obtuse kind of angle.
Mm-hmm.
And so one side is longer than the other. So I don't know like how many boxes exactly should be around the bar.
Okay. All right. And on the board and batten styling, so you're talking about running a board around the bottom. And by the way, Christy sent some great pictures here for us to look at. And around the bottom of the bar, I see you have a traditional piece of colonial base molding. So you're talking about taking that molding off and replacing it with like a 1x4 or 1x3.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And then running the vertical battens on top of that.
Correct.
Okay. But by the way, Joe, I don't know if you're seeing in the picture here.
I'm looking at these photographs as we speak.
The Basset Hound there really looks bored out of his mind, doesn't he? You see what I'm talking about?
He's like, Christy, when are you going to spruce up this island?
Yeah, he's really contemplating that. What's your dog's name?
That is Earl. We have Merle and Earl, the redneck hounds, and he was not moving.
Yeah, Earl looks a little bored here. You know, he needs a little spice in his life. So
that's Mr. Earl to you, Dan.
I think some board and batten there will make him feel a lot better. So anyway, I couldn't help but mention that. Well, I'll tell you what you're talking about is the spacing and so forth, and you know, that is such a personal preference. And what I would actually do is consider taking some pieces of wood, and most of the time, the battens that you're going to use would be anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 inches. Probably being just a bar area interior, I would suggest going with 1.5 wide battens. And I would just take some duct tape or some double stick tape, and I would just stick them up there on 12-inch centers, or stick them up there on 16-inch centers, and just look at, because one's going to be a lot busier than the other. I suspect you'll end up wanting the 12-inch centers or somewhere, you know, any variety of that. You can go 13, 14, 15, whatever. But the thing that you'll want to do is on those corners, which is probably going to be a 22.5 degree angle, you will, those two battens that you put there, you'll actually need to, or what I would advise is to rip a long angle cut on that so that they come to a really nice point. That would require a careful use of a circular saw, or even better, using a table saw to do it. And most likely you would take care of those corners with those two outside pieces, and then you would want to space evenly on the front of the bar. So that might kind of dictate whether you go 16-inch centers, 12-inch centers, or some variation of that. And then just tuck it right up underneath the overhang that you have on your granite countertop. And that's about as simple as it is, but I believe it will create a really nice look there, especially compared to just regular drywall.
That sounds great. Well, you answered my question. I appreciate it so much.
Well, send us a picture when you get it done, because I think others would be very interested in seeing the before and after of this. We have the befores, and we'd be glad to post it on our radio page at todayshomeowner.com/radio of a great idea here that you have.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you as well, Christy. Thank you very much. Joe, what do you think on something like that? You know, when you look at the pictures of this, and just, you know, so that our listeners can understand, it's just basically a bar area that extends out, has a sink on it, countertop overhang, bar stools, but just plain drywall. I'll tell you one thing about putting something more durable like board and batten on this, whether she puts the wood up or just put batten, it'll protect that drywall a little bit, because you know you get kids or anybody there and their toes or the shoes hitting that,
right,
going to bang that drywall up pretty quickly.
Especially here, because she has an overhanging countertop and there are stools there. So, you know, it's almost impossible not to kick it. The spacing of board and batten is typically dependent on the size and scale of whatever you're putting it on, right? If it's a big garage or shed, you can use wider boards and wider battens. But for something like this, I think, as you said, 1.5 inch wide for the battens would be plenty. And you also would want them thinner, too. I would think no more than 1/4 inch. And then for the boards, it'd be 4 or 5 inches and space them for it. She didn't even talk about the boards. She was just talking about the battens. I assume she wants to put up boards and battens. So I would put the boards no more than 4 or 5 inches, make them 4 or 5 inches wide, overlap them with the 1.5 inch wide battens. And, you know, I think that would look great.
Yeah, and actually could put plywood there, whether it was a smooth, which I assume she would want, or a more rough sawn type look, could put plywood around there and then use the battens for that same look. But either way, great way not only to add a nice focal point there, but to make it a little more durable.